Making the world healthier, safer, and more efficient. That's the mission for IT professionals at Leidos. And right now, they're looking for the next generation of innovators to help transform the business and change the future of work. Excellent pay and sign-on bonuses available. Security clearance required. Put your software skills to work with Leidos. Learn more at Leidos.com/PHX2. That's Leidos.com/PHX2.
Whether a guy or girl.
Hell yeah.
So you go there to buy there.
Or I know gents that smash hands that spun a chicken licking to get free chicken. Like, I ain't even lying to you. They smash hands to get free chicken.
Hey, that's how you wing it, bro.
Because I mean...
So is it me who says Henda Barimini or is it you who says
it? Hey, Joe, this is your podcast, dog.
Okay, but can you say it?
I'd love to hear you say it.
Henda.
Yeah? Henda.
Henda.
Barimini.
Barimini.
Yeah, but you must put passion into it.
Henda. When we live, I will...
No, we are.
We are live now.
No. Clap again. You guys like these blooper rolls. I've seen you with your blooper rolls. This thing's going to make the bloopers.
So this is how you do it. Henda! No, apparently I force it. It's Henda Barimini! Welcome to the biggest podcast in this country! So that's how you do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Ready?
Yes, we are.
Henda Barimini! Welcome to the biggest podcast in the country, or at least it is for tonight. Now that I'm here. What's up, Len?
I'm chilling, man.
So apparently, Mac G's not around tonight. I got a call. Old McDonald's not in the farm tonight. So he decided to just let one of the goats step in for him.
Is that what this is?
You come in.
You know what? I'm happy to be back. To be honest, what was it? Episode 10?
Somewhere there. Or 5, 6, 7.
No, I remember. It was episode 10
where we showed
when I was on. And we had half of it.
Not
because
even
the
half.
Camera was, you know, the phone saw flames.
We're actually using your phone, remember?
Yeah. So it's my fault.
No.
So it's my fault. but no, guy's nice, bro.
How you doing, brother?
Coming up. I'm good.
I haven't seen you in a while, man.
Obviously.
You legally, we weren't allowed to. The ghost lady.
Hello, ghost lady.
Did you even have a ghost lady then?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
No, we did, but oh, there was
you had a liner.
No, that was a celebrity
interview.
You had a liner,
that's it.
The
ghost lady.
So but he was... weren't you the first celebrity interview that we did? You were,
am
actually.
Am I still not the only...
or the only white celebrity?
I'm not sure. Hey?
Oh,
yeah, they don't count.
They don't count,
yeah.
Ne? Oh.
Yeah, I might have been.
No, you
like
were.
Like I said, it was episode 10, yeah.
Yeah, you were the first celebrity interview that we had. Because subsequent to that, in fact, so...
You've had everyone. Yes. Subsequent to that, you've had sex toys being used as props.
Ooh.
We don't
have those today.
Yeah.
Thanks, God.
Just as a disclaimer, we don't have those today.
Yeah.
So what happened was, we had recorded one of our episodes with an iPad or a cell phone, whatever that we used at the time.
Yeah.
And then he hit me up on Instagram once. I'm like, shit, I need to come to your show.
Oh, nice.
And then
the lies.
Oh, you did, Munda.
You hit me up,
Joe. No, you hit
I
me
I hit
up.
You up and said, like, mad props, I'm enjoying what you're doing. And then you said, come through.
Oh.
I definitely didn't hit you up and say I need to be on there. But I trust me, I was fanning out. I was happy to be on it, man. Okay. And I've seen the growth. It's been dope, bro. You guys have done some cool stuff. How have you been, bro? How's this year been?
It's been shitty.
And what's the story? Let's clear the air. Because everyone's going to be watching this wondering where Mac G is. So he's in Durbs. You guys are doing something that side?
Yes. So he had to leave. So by the time this airs, we would have...
You would already be in Durban.
We would have rocked Durban.
Yeah.
Right?
Would have stories about Durban.
Yes, we would have stories about Durban. So he had to leave because there are things that have to be done before the pots happen, you know. Yes.
Yet when you get there, I guarantee you guys are still going to have to do things.
By the time we rock, we get there, you'll be like, Chief, let's rock.
Why did you leave early?
Yeah, but essentially, he's doing some stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why he can't be here. So we had to call
you. I'm tempted to just like drive through with you guys tomorrow.
Ooh.
But yeah, you know, work is work, you know.
Yeah. So but wow. It's all chilled.
Yeah, man. So what do you want to talk about, bro?
Hey, there's plenty.
There's a lot of fucking shit happening in this country right now, bro.
And in other countries, but we'll get there.
We start here, man.
You start in your hometown.
Never mind, there's an entire fucking US election. It's like a few days away. If you want to talk politics, I mean, that's an absolute shit show.
Let's not go there. We're not going to have... No.
I refuse to go there.
Let's not trump this show.
Yeah.
It's okay. We've got our own problems at home.
Yes.
Ghost Lady, have you been... I agree, you said you've got tenders.
Where?
So the Hawks have not called
you. No, I've got no tenders.
You can't try to spin my story.
What kind of team building did the Hawks go on in level 5 and level 4?
Yeah, they are busy.
They went on like a last number post parade or like a team building. Because I want like the pluck that they have.
And this
right
was
now.
During lockdown. How did this team building happen? Huh?
Yeah, listen, they must have gone to a farm somewhere, but like they
it was
really
not a
Stina, they are out. They are out in force
it
right
was
now.
Not really. It was not a Stina, I can tell you that much. Or maybe they did go to a Stina actually. Because they started in the Free State.
Estina.
Yeah, the Estina Dairy
Farm. Yeah, the Dairy Farm, I know.
Listen, I've got a mate. Obviously no names mentioned, but I've got a mate that kind of works within that setup, right? And I mean the one day I got to go on like a little like a ride along, you know? Like a
you've been in the Golf 7?
No. So you go in like a normal unmarked vehicle. This is like there's a process. The way that you know how the shit works, right?
Okay.
So you get like the investigators that have to sort of get all the evidence, the documentation, they want financial records, they want everything, and then a warrant can be issued. Once that happens now, then the GTI is
when the GTI is coming.
So trust me, by the time the GTI pulls up on you, it's not a surprise. That's what you need to know. It's not a surprise, right? Like, at first there was a nice guy wearing a mask in a suit that came and he's like, hi, Len, can I... Yeah, those documents we asked you for. Thanks. Now imagine being that guy. Your new Lamborghini that you bought yourself is parked outside with your name tag in your parking space.
Len GP.
So by the time they come to arrest you, like there's a lot that goes into this. And once the warrant is issued, then the Hawks, you know, step in. But a lot of people catching smoke right now, bro. Which I think is good, bro. Like zero tolerance after what we went through.
But where have these guys been the entire time?
Oh no, they've been doing the same things. But you understand, you know when
forever.
You
also it's a suit. It's a guy in the suit with a mask on some fede.
No. Things have always been happening, right? Things have always been happening. But this is one of those things, you know, like you can do something wrong, right? And you do the same thing every day and you do it. You know the saying, not today is Satan. That is the PPE tenders, right? People, like, there's been tenders, there's been processes, there's been shell companies. I mean, none of this is new.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Nah, dog. Do I look like I have one, bro? Like, I'm just definitely not, dog.
Know.
I need at least 10 more kgs on me, bro. But I think it's just a case of, after what we've suffered, and the fact that this is literally about lives now, you understand? Like, this is about health tenders in the middle of a global pandemic. I think it was just one of those things where it's like, yeah, not today, it's that time.
When they saw money that was just actually to help the country during that pandemic.
Oh, no, trust me, the money's always to help the country. Yeah. I think it's just it's a wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah,
man.
It was the wrongest, if I can say that.
Have you ever been involved in a tender process?
I have no fucking clue how tender process. I mean, I'm learning on the go, but I've definitely not been involved.
So you want one?
Not really, eh? I just want to live a soft life, yeah? But I don't want to have to... I don't like paperwork, bro.
But
I
a
can
soft
barely,
life
I,
needs easy money.
Yes.
Dog, but then there's easy money that comes with admin. And, like, me and admin... Like, guys, I can barely send an invoice for a DJ gig, bro. Like...
How many do you have pending right now?
How many invoices?
Yes.
There's at least 10 that I ain't sent.
See, you're booked.
Like right now, as I sit you, I've completed jobs and they are ready to pay me.
they're just waiting for an invoice.
And I ain't even got around to like sending them my invoice yet, bro. So like, how am I gonna deal with a 350-page tender document and nah?
If you have someone inside who's telling you, just do like this.
I don't have someone inside. So, like, are you going to plug me? What's the story?
Yeah,
like,
she is. The ghost lady is a plug.
That's why she's ghosted. Now we know why you're behind the camera.
Because the hoax would be here right now.
Zoom pool. Find details in the background. They got you, bro.
And we didn't even say hi to the pool.
Oh.
Yes. No, like, we have to say hi to the pool.
Yeah.
Eta pool.
Yeah.
Because the pool is here, Ghost Lady is here, Tabang is here, Tef is here.
How often does this pool get used?
We even have a sound engineer today.
We went all out for this.
From my question, how often does the pool get used?
Why are you asking me as if it's my pool?
You clearly part of the scheme. Okay, Ghost Lady, I like
it. The last time I used the pool was to, was it last night? No, the night before. I never saw him last night. Yeah.
I'm not talking about it's pooling. Been too I mean, hot. Like, pool party vibes. Like, what were you doing during lockdown? Like, people were throwing house
It was
parties.
Cold. It was cold. It was freezing up in here. So, no way.
People still did house parties, right?
Yeah, they did. But it was too cold.
And it's nice. This is like a residential area. Y'all didn't have to smuggle people in.
No.
She did. She smuggled us.
Yeah.
What security did you have to smuggle? Like, guys, I live in an estate, and the things I saw...
Oh, excuse us.
The things I saw in level 5 were ridiculous.
Is it?
Oh, no, I know.
Like, straight up. Like, people...
There's some crimes we did together.
Yeah. One or two.
We're not going to mention them, but, like, there are some crimes...
We're not going to incriminate ourselves.
No. The hawks are hovering, chief. We are not about that. Like.
It's not at that level. You can tell us. Story time.
But, I mean, you've got a big space here. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. It's just that it was cold, and it was never, like... Oh,
so, are you suggesting that we must invite Chillas to Ghost Lady's house?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm getting at, yeah.
Okay, Ghost Lady.
Ghost Lady, we want to have a Chillas here.
No
a Chillas session.
A Chillas session.
How are your neighbors?
You know what, I don't
are
even...
The complaining type?
No,
they
I
make,
don't even know.
They make more parties than she does.
Yeah. They actually pull up tents at some stage.
You know, tents.
So, like,
I
got the perfect neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolute perfect neighbors. Because I got artists on, like, the one side, artists on the other side, and then directly... So I moved within lockdown, right?
Yeah.
Within the estate, I moved from an upstairs unit to a garden unit. But in my previous unit, my downstairs neighbors, right? I was staying above a trap house, guys. Like literally above a trap house. In terms of, like, these gents have lives and houses and families and whatever, but they're renting this place for weekends, you know, to pull up with the retail huns. So they're not gonna complain.
Okay, so what are the retail huns?
Well, okay.
Which ones are those?
No. I'm talking about, like, when I say retail huns.
Where you living? Yes.
I'm talking about retail huns, right? So you hear a bit of noise. You're like, the guys are there. Let's go downstairs, right? You enter a bit of a situation. There's 30 seconds going on. There's a hubby. There's drinks. Everything's lekker. So you'll sit and you know the store go out there on the couch and you strike up a conversation.
Is John at the gate?
And no, John's not at the gate. This
okay.
is like way before
John
fully gate.
John
no.
arrived.
Although technically that's from Tsotsi, so it was actually after. But let's not get sidetracked here, right? You can sit down, play 30 seconds. Let me paint the picture for you, right? Typical house party in a lounge. Music's being played off a TV via YouTube. Mm. You know what I mean? Free for all, pick your songs. And you'll strike up a conversation with the hun, and inevitably the question will come, so what do you do, you know?
Mm.
And like, when I say retail huns, I'm like, I'm serious. She's like, I work at Nespresso, I'm all about Africa.
Mm.
You know? Like, you must come buy coffee. I can get you discount on a pause.
So here's my question, man.
Like, straight up, and then I'm like, listen, I ain't judging, nobody's spun, no one's job.
Of course.
But the crazy part of the story is, so then I'll be like, so how do you know the owner of this house? Or then, no, he came to buy coffee today. Like, I don't know him. So that's how some guys operate. They'll like go into a retail store and they'll be like, yo, what time do you knock off?
Oh, can I pick you up?
There's a situation happening.
Wow.
And so, they end up at your place the same night.
So funny enough, today I was actually at a sports scene. And...
were you picking up hands? Like some retail hands?
I was literally looking for a pair of sneakers that I lost.
How loud was the music in the store? Yeah. You know, it's
sports. Did you not have to dance for that?
When you
want to
apply for a job there, they don't ask for your CV. They ask for your USB. You gotta pull up with a USB. They check your music and they're like, you got the gig, you got the job. All right, cool. Put your CV on the USB, but make sure there's music on the USB.
The music was loud because I heard the music approaching the store, right?
Mm, mm, yeah.
So luckily I didn't go to Studio 88. So I get to the sports seat and I was looking for the sneakers and I saw this hat and I was like, oh shit. Okay, hi. But I didn't say
is
hi.
Is she working the floor or is she like behind the counter? Because mm-hmm. there's a difference.
She was at the counter.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So the floor very was very unenthusiastic.
So the floor was being worked by a guy.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then, but you have to start there at the floor.
There's a start.
They come to you.
Yeah, dancing.
They come to you dancing, or then.
Yeah, piano in the background. Boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God, no! I'm looking for a pair of Duraps. Adidas. And then he's like, ah, ish. Hey, I'm not sure. Go check at the counter. So I go to the counter. It's Han.
The counter. They don't keep no sneakers by the
yes,
counter.
By
like,
the
why
counter.
The guy send you to the counter? No, I guess she must check, Corey. Like, no, we don't have
on
them.
The system.
On the system.
On the system. Yeah.
Oh.
Look at her. I'm like, yeah. Fresh. What in the fucking exclusive booth is this?
They do that.
They were supposed to jive, but going back to.
I also went to exclusive booth.
To their back room.
Funny enough. And I go to the counter, and then this hun is on some tip like, what are you looking for? I'm like, no, I'm looking for these. What? This guy said this is the code because he gave me the code of the sneakers. So she has to check which.
Ah, that guy's lazy. What?
Sports scene has. Those sneakers, right?
What like the franchise?
Yes, which
they,
franchise has?
They obviously don't.
So you must go to Centini or Rosebank or what? Because I was at Mall of Africa.
You had luck for these sneakers.
Which, yeah, like which branch are they at?
You just order them online, but they didn't show.
Hmm.
I literally went to the box. Because I care, I lost the original ones, so I only have the box at home.
That's probably the more interesting story. How did you lose the originals?
I left them at a B&B in Kwakwa.
Mm.
They have B&Bs in Kwakwa?
Yes, they do.
Kada Lejwele Putswa district.
Yes, they do. I was surprised.
They don't have traffic lights, but they got B&Bs. Alright.
Okay, they've got one.
Oh, you mean like a proper, not an Airbnb, right?
No, not A.
Oh.
B&B without the A. Yes, yeah. Sure. Yeah, relax.
So
not the kind of party.
You just like forgot them in the room.
I forgot in the room, got home, thought my cousin actually stole them from me because a lot of people were looking for this kind of for those sneakers. They were fucking hot. Mm. I'll tell you that for free.
Mm. The kind of sneakers people would steal.
Mm.
Well, in this case they were not stolen. I gave them voluntarily.
Do you know what the sad thing is? Sorry to interrupt your story, but you know what the sad thing is, right? Like you're talking about like sneakerheads would die for these sneakers, right?
Yes.
And this is a year later.
I guarantee you for free, my friend, that the guy who is currently walking around with your kicks in Kwakwa, Lejwele Putswa district, he don't know what the fuck those kicks are.
Yeah.
Those are just, they are just, you know,
and they
left
are finished
foot,
now.
Right foot size 7.
Yeah.
And that's it. Get it tech, you.
He probably goes to church with them.
Maybe he
at best,
or he jives. We are jiving, so you know.
I suppose, or he goes to the Jojo tanks with them. I don't know because I think there's a water crisis in Kwakwa, so they go to the Jojo tank to collect water every 2 days or whatever. So he probably goes, but that's
and you know, it's always muddy around the tank.
I don't know.
Your shoes they died,
but yeah.
So now back to the story. You're trying to locate these shoes.
Yes. So essentially, I see this hand. I'm like, yo. Hi, what are you looking for? Like this. She's there. I'm looking at her, I'm like, shit. And it's always a perception that I have that he was so fly. Like,
please,
and
you didn't have this body language.
And I'm not looking down on her because of the job that she does,
mm.
but I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, you're so fly. Like, what are you doing here?
I would lie to you, bro. Like, we shouldn't look down on any
spot.
Gents that work in retail.
Yeah.
That's a perfect relationship. You know the hours these guys work. You got time to yourself.
And they have to
bro.
Deal with your bullshit.
They, and they tired when they
have
get
you
home.
Guys ever worked in retail?
No.
Len?
I mean, no.
No.
I could bullshit you, but like, no.
I used to work like for a couple of months.
At Spur?
No, not at Spur. Oh. At Truworths in Hyde Park. And what I loved, it was nice and small.
So you used
literally
to
work, it was like a bedroom.
So you used to sell Uzi.
No, there was no Uzi in there. In Hyde Park.
Honestly, the only cuck thing about dating someone that works in retail is like, you must know, right? On Christmas Day, Boxing Day, you are up to take this person to the
work.
Mall. That's 6, 7. They are working till 9 p.m. on Christmas Day. You better be strapped and ready.
So do you buy at the shop that your hand or your person, actually, let's not say your hand.
Yeah, you use
whether
the stock
guy
discount,
or girl.
Hell yeah.
So you go there to buy there.
Or I know gents that smash hands that spun a chicken licking to get free chicken. Like, I ain't even lying to you. They smash hands to get free chicken.
Hey, that's how you wing it, bro.
Because, I mean... So, yeah, that's what they do. Because, like, you know, and if they're gangster about it, right, they'll make sure that they do, like, one... Even though they know it's not a busy night, they do that last batch. That last batch, you
the
know,
black
because
box.
It goes in the oven, like, you know, it's not going to get spoiled afterwards. And, yeah, we used to sit around, like, we used to be, hey, dog, what time are you fetching your chick, bro? like, we hungry, we've been smoking heavily, we've been drinking, like, hey, dog, go fetch your chick. And she said she's knocked off yet. Has she knocked off yet? Like, we're waiting for the chicken.
A whole chick, eh?
We're waiting for the wings, bro.
So if she works at McDonald's, because they are
same
24
story,
hours.
Just, yeah, yeah. I mean, they don't work 24-hour shifts.
You want some nuggets?
So, 12 hours. I don't know. I've never dated anybody who works in retail.
Mm.
Anything that is the closest thing to retail that I've done or I've been closest to was working at a bank.
Yeah, no,
but there's no discount
that's a financial institution.
Yeah.
But like, there's an element of retail.
What you're trying to say is that she's a tailor.
Yeah.
Is the word you're looking for?
No,
so,
I was.
Oh, you were.
Oh, you
used to be a tailor. You used to count man. Oh.
So tell me about a mill. Nigga, I seen a mill.
What's been weird for me, I mean, listen, I went from being married to not married to a pandemic, and then you can't really go anywhere, you know? So I've been fucking with the online dating shit this year.
Oh.
Right? Like Tinder, Bumble, that kind of stuff, right?
What's Bumble, man?
It's like Tinder.
So wait, the minute you get single, do you go on Google and you go dating sites and you download each and every app that comes up?
I think everybody does it for different reasons, bro. Like for me, I honestly, I'll tell you now, like I ain't got no intention of actually meeting any of these people. Like.
But did you actually meet someone?
Nah. I mean, I've matched with hundreds of people, but like the thing is, I only swipe right.
Oh, okay.
Like you can be a 1 or you can be a 10.
Right.
So if you swipe right, okay, it'll show you a picture. You swipe right, it means like yes, I want you. I want to match you. If you swipe left, you're saying
it's a no.
Right? I only swipe right until all my swipes are finished. Right? I don't care if you're a 1 or a 10, because I'm doing this as like a morale booster.
So
right?
Wait,
I just want to see how many people want to smash me. That's just it.
Okay.
Like,
so
if
how
I get
many
10
people...
new matches, I'm like yes.
Okay.
They
so
want to smash me, and then it's always the hey, and then like I leave it at that. I'm like,
oh, you never answer back.
Yeah.
You blue tick them.
Basically, I ain't got time to talk to them. Because I mean, what are we gonna talk about? It's the same.
And then the DMs.
DMs is another story. See, that's someone who actively knows who you are, and they're like actively like taking an interest in you. These dating sites, it's purely based on physical attraction.
Yeah.
I show you a picture, and you either say you want or you don't.
So what picture do you put there?
I got myself in the YFM studio. This time I didn't take shit, bro. Like full on. I had a YFM banner in the background,
we
wearing an ankle tap cap. I'm like, most. You know how many messages I'd get where they'd be like, oh my god, you fucking catfishing. Like, did you know Ankle Tap's married? I'm like, yeah, I paid for the wedding. I do know he's married.
Wow.
And I know that he isn't anymore. Hey, how's it? But yeah, dating apps, it's been weird. And it's good that we can go out and see people and you can go mac on people in shoe stores.
Okay. And hopefully, okay, cool, yeah. So what's your approach? What's the best way? Because actually, Ghost Lady, how did you meet? I think have you told us the story of how you met your husband?
Yeah, I've told you the story.
Okay, how do you approach Hans? Because I'll tell you.
I don't. I'm genuinely not saying that from just in general. Like, I won't go and approach someone.
But what kind of hands are you attracted to?
Like that's a very difficult question. That depends on
describe yourself.
Okay. Who are you crushing on right now?
Here, guys?
Who are you crushing on right now?
Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? Like
right now.
Everything can change.
Who are you crushing on today when you're like?
Okay, so who would be that hand for you right now?
Yeah.
Again, it's a tough question. Like I said, that hand could be the chick at Nespresso in Mall of Africa. Like, so what you want is want me to name a celebrity. You're going for this well-known celebrity.
Whichever.
Like, what's my type?
It can be Palesa from around the corner, or it can be Nikita.
I won't lie. I do have like a bit of an Asian thing, right? Like I do dig like Asian women.
Oh, Asian woman.
Like that's like the kryptonite.
Okay. So Nikita doesn't do it with you.
So my hood has a number
Nikita,
of Asian
like
ladies.
Nikita, nah.
She's out.
Nah.
Like, no assurance for her.
Dude, you see, now we're going to a sensitive topic here.
I'm just asking, it's
our boy, you know, we grew up with the guy.
It's
but
your
on that statement, I don't think Nikita's anywhere near as hot as Monique.
Wait, is there a picture out?
Yeah.
Yes.
All of the files are out.
Oh, all the files are out.
Research,
her social media is out.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, what's your take on the situation, now that we are
there?
You know,
it's,
we want your assurance on this stage.
I think there's a lot
Have you guys checked up on him, though?
I have tried. I've popped in messages. No. But I mean, right now, I doubt his phone is something that
he wants to be dealing with.
The guy's offline right now.
Okay.
And there is a statement out from his publicist saying that he wants privacy, and understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but sorry. Just courtesy. It's his boy, not mine. We do come from the same hood.
Okay.
I did play cricket with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's your teammate.
But yeah.
We're not tight like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we do happen to come from a very small town where, like, you don't actually have to know someone to know them. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
Boy
Potchefstroom, dude. Like, when you're from Potch, you know everyone from Potch.
Yeah.
You know them. Like, even if you don't know them on a
And plus, isn't that thing of, like, you know, if we all come from the same place, it's kind of like we just got automatic love for one another, you know?
Sort of. Here's my question.
Has Boiti shown you love?
Not like that, no. Okay. I'm still waiting.
Okay.
But like, here's my question.
Swipe right.
Here's my question. A lot has been made about
this
situation.
No, she swiped left.
It's moved hella fast, right? I think, you know, in the space of 24 hours, it's been the top trend on a number of different trends.
Yeah.
And you can't actually talk about the hashtag Katlego Mabue situation without going through a lot of there's a lot of little sort of elements to it, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on. It's not
yeah.
just one thing. Let's start with the video itself. A lot of people talking about the fact that there was a video, that the video got released, the fact that he even said what he said to a camera. I'll start with you as a guy. I mean, he's been in the industry for a very long time, a seasoned veteran, if you like. What do you make of the fact that he didn't in that moment think of the camera or it having ramifications on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he said what he said to the camera?
So there's two elements to it for me. One, it was the proverbial gun that he was under on some, there's something that people are missing here. There was an ultimatum that he was given.
I don't think anyone's missing the ultimatum. I'll tell you.
But we'll get to that.
I just
want right? to
hear your take.
As a guy, never mind a camera. Hey, my girlfriend is calling me. Anyway. Hey, Tabang, answer the phone, the chief.
Does she know about the sneaker hunt?
Yes.
Since we are here. Because we're talking about cheating, dog. Like, I'm not saying you cheat, but it's You know, that's at the essence of this discussion.
And now I'm not answering my phone. It's going to be like I'm cheating. Ish. Tabang, wonder, answer my phone. This guy. Hey, answer my phone there, chief.
Shit.
And tell my woman that I'm busy recording here.
Who's your phone?
It's somewhere here, chief. But anyway, going back to your question. Either Katlego is stupid.
Which he isn't. Or from an intelligence level, like Katlego is not at all.
And the guy's an actuarial scientist, actually, by the way. Let me just put that out there. Yes. Yeah. Outside of driving in other people's cars, he's an actuarial scientist.
Okay.
Either he's stupid, or he did not know that he was being recorded.
No, okay. Neither of those are valid. Like, I mean, that camera was so in line of sight.
Yeah.
So he knew he was being recorded.
He did.
He knew I was being recorded.
So he voluntarily went on camera and admitted to cheating with a Nikita that he went out on a date with, and they went to a hotel.
I don't think it was a date. So the only thing that I'm still confused about is the part where she says, when was this? It sounds like he says in Kiev. So I don't know if there was a trip to overseas or if it was a company trip. We now know that she works for the company that he's the face of. So it could have been a work trip. I could be wrong, but it sounds like it was a work trip. I don't think it was.
So we just talk about
for drinks and no, it's one of those work trips, man. Like, I mean, I've been on a YFM boss parade.
I've had lots of work trips.
Yeah, and you've had lots of people go back to hotel rooms with you on work trips.
No.
Ish, were you even at those work trips, bro?
I was. I've never.
Look, that's a story for another day.
Yes.
My take on it, right, is, and I'm speaking to the question of that everyone's asking, right? People were like, why didn't he lie? Why didn't he deny? Why didn't he walk away from the camera? I mean, hindsight is a great thing, right? There are a million things he could have done that he didn't, right? But here's where I'm going to bring in the element of knowing the guy. But not just knowing the guy, but also knowing what I've been through this year. A separation, a divorce, you know, the breaking in of a relationship. I didn't even have a kid involved. Now, at the center of this, where people seem to forget
that
they're putting memes
involved
and they're trolling the situation, is that there's a beautiful, innocent child caught in the middle of this, right? But for me, he was broken. I've known the guy since we were 13, 14 years old, right? A happy-go-lucky, I mean, what you see in those insurance ads, that's the guy, right? Mm-hmm. He's a very
change that ID,
articulate, very happy, sort of fun guy, right? He looked like a man that understands that he had lost his relationship, does not want to lose access to his child.
Mm.
Parental alienation can be a real thing.
Yeah.
And I think he knew well that he was being recorded. I just think the level of pain that a relationship can, and the ending of a relationship can bring, right?
Mm.
It can cloud your judgment to the point of, I don't even think he got as far as thinking of this thing might end on social media. I think because he mentions lawyers. I think he thought she's filming this so that she can get the proof that she wants to go to the lawyers, but I'm going to comply. And I think there's a genuine issue of shame. Like, he looks like the kind of guy that is ashamed of what he did.
Yeah.
And he's now going to... there's an ultimatum. But honestly, I don't think at the time he thought that this video was going to go far, which is the stupid part of it. You should always know that even on WhatsApp, like, this thing gets sent on WhatsApp, it's been published. People think that when you put it on Twitter or Facebook, you're publishing things. Guys, the minute that thing is on a device, it's out.
Gone.
Yeah, it's
dead.
Gone.
So here's my take from what you say, right?
So that's why I think he said it to the camera.
So here's my take from what you say. I'm being recorded. Be it it's for... And I understand the child situation.
And there's been gang discussions about this thing long before that recording started. Remember,
yes.
This thing starts well within.
Yes.
Actually,
so,
that's where I want to, yeah.
I'm at the point that even if you're recording, right? The minute I see that you're recording, even without a recording device for that matter, right? You know, the several people that I spoke to upon hearing this, and they said, what you do is, unless you are caught red-handed with your hands in the cookie jar,
you deny.
But that's the thing, Len. There are a million things you could have done, right?
Yeah, I get that.
At that point,
say it's a prostitute, say it was with a stripper. I think one of the other big problems was name and surname.
Hey, that was bad. Hey.
I mean, can you imagine when the side chick saw the video also, like,
with
the chest with the name and surname?
And what if she turns around and says, no, that's a defamation of character?
Yeah,
I never slept with that guy.
I didn't do that.
Because apparently the side chick is married.
There's a lot to this, bro. There's a lot to this. But I want to focus on not what should have or could have. I mean, this thing could end someone's career. Right? Someone that I grew up caring
kinda
about.
Did.
Right now everything's sort of suspended, but it looks like it could go that way, right? Which, you know, from a hard work perspective, I know how hard the guy worked to get where he is. That's the sad part of it. And the sad part of it is that it's going to affect, it's going to have a financial impact on the child, on the family, on everything, right? Regardless of the relationship ending, there's going to be an impact here, right? Social media has had a field day with this, and it's never nice to have dirty laundry. I know the fights that I went through, and I would be mortified to know, like, if that stuff was out, if I had to go through the trial by public fucking Twitter trolls. Right, I mean, this thing became a meme, it became a joke, and everyone had good fun with it, right?
But at the end of the day, guys, though, like, I hear you sympathize with him, and obviously you're talking about...
I sympathize, Ghost Lady, don't get me twisted.
Okay.
I sympathize with both of them.
Both of them,
right?
Okay.
Because I understand where she's coming from, right?
Okay,
In my situation, it was the opposite, right?
Okay.
I was the one... that had something done to me. You understand?
You could have been the one recording.
Yes. In my situation, I would have been the one doing the recording, asking the questions, trying to find out who is he, who is this, you know. That's what happened in my situation. So I understand how this thing can drive you so mad to the point that you would take your phone out and you'd record it. And I can understand how it would drive you so mad that your judgment would be clouded and you'd say... what he said.
Yes.
On that note,
right?
Can I interject? On that note, I feel there was a level of deliberation that happened here.
Meaning?
The wife slash girlfriend. Is she your wife?
I don't. That's a bit cloudy.
Cool. Let's call her the wife. Mm-hmm. I think she was deliberate. She knew exactly what she was doing. There's a reason why she recorded. It was not for court. So. From what you say, this has been brewing for the longest time.
I disagree with you on that point.
Wait.
I disagree.
This has been brewing for the longest time, right? And then she's like, oh, okay, cool. You fucked around and you fucked me over. I am going to show you and I'm going to clean you for everything that you have. Deliberately recorded that. And like you say, you spoke about the character of the man. He did what he did because he was like, you know what? If you were using this so that it's admissible in court type of thing, then you can use it. Now, all I want to do is, I just want access to my child because you use my child as a trade-off. You use my child as a carrot. Mm. She was deliberate. She... was like, I'm going to record you and I am going to show you, Hore, whatever it is that you did to me, the heartbreak that you gave me, and allegedly the STD, I don't know, I have not seen the medical reports, so hence I'm using the word allegedly. Allegedly the STDs and I can't have more child or more kids or whatever.
Which is heartbreaking.
It's
like
heartbreaking.
I said, I sympathize.
I am going to,
we'll get into that.
Yeah.
I am going to show you.
Part of it.
I'm going to show you. I'm gonna drag you. I'm gonna take you.
I will hurt you where
I'm gonna hurt you where
it's gonna
hurt.
Hurt
you.
I'm not disagreeing with you that maybe there was that kind of intention. I feel that's the kind of thing that comes afterwards.
Mm.
When you're sitting and you're looking at this video that you've got. In the moment, there might have been completely different things going through your mind. You whip your phone out, you film it, you wanna have proof for your family, for your brothers, for your lawyer, for, you know what I mean? I don't think in the moment that she went into it with the camera, I'd like to, I'd hope that that wasn't the intention.
I think it was deliberate.
I think that comes afterwards. When that, when you go, what do I do with this video?
Video.
Right? Do I release this?
That man was wearing a gown, guys.
No, but I think it was just a heated moment. And it was like, I'm going to... I feel like she did know what she was doing.
Yes.
But it's obviously with the hurt that has happened. And it's like, you know what? Now I'm going to put you... I'm going to record you and ask you these questions.
Is it Shakespeare who said something about a woman scorned?
Hell hath no,
hell hath
yeah,
no
hell
fury
hath
than
no
a woman
fury.
Scorned.
Listen,
now, take that phrase into account and take it and put it in that situation.
Listen, I want us to, like, I didn't want to talk about this, but if we're going to talk about this, I want to make it clear. I don't want this to become some sort of a witch hunt on her. Right?
Or him.
Or him.
Because we honestly don't.
But here's where I stand.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
Here's where I stand on the situation. I'll tell you what I don't like about the entire situation, right? Number one, I don't like the dangling of the child, you know, as an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that because this is an innocent child.
He doesn't, it's not fair.
He has a mother and he has a father. He had nothing to do with the infidelity. So whichever person was dangling the child, I wouldn't like that kind of situation, right?
Fair point.
I don't like the fact that she was cheated on. As someone who's been cheated on, I know the pain of being cheated on, right? I don't like the fact that there was an STD, right?
Mm.
I mean, these are the big revelations that come out in that video, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's awful. But now we have to... I mostly don't like the reaction and everything that's happened on social media, okay?
But that happens, Len.
Because the court of public opinion is very quick to draw a conclusion. Now, why did Outsurance announce today that they're going to pull all of the adverts that have been
because of the court of opinion?
Mm.
Yeah, but now what element of it, right? Because there are some valid points saying, well, look, it's his personal life, infidelity. If you worked in a job and you cheated, I mean, it's not something that's going to lose you your job, right?
But
then he's a brand ambassador. I'll get
yes.
Let me just make my point.
Okay, cool.
So, yes, he's the face. So it falls under bringing the brand into disrepute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's trending and it's bringing the brand into disrepute. So from that point, I can understand maybe the stance that's taken on them. But there are two elements to this. There's the cheating and the STD, right?
Okay, cool.
And then there are the side allegations of abuse,
wow.
Which
mm.
we absolutely cannot tolerate. I mean, like, we have to, as men, stand against all gender-based violence,
yeah.
Right? But the abuse itself, for me, I mean, I stand corrected, but I haven't seen her come out in straight-up detail or... say what kind of the abuse comes from
the
brother's
brother,
post,
yes.
Right? And for me, when you read that post, it says things like the abuse my sister suffered, right? Now I'm coming from a brother perspective, okay? There are a couple of ways that you can interpret that. That is me releasing the facts that you abused my sister. Or there's various different types of abuse.
Of course. That's
emotional,
the thing. Emotional,
physical, and you know, could it be the cheating or the going out while she's pregnant, putting your phone off, coming back at all hours of the night.
Of course.
You know.
So it's the complaints that you're
the
probably
kind of
telling
things
people.
That happen
yeah.
inside a marriage and a household that people fight around. And could it be a defensive brother? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I get that. As a brother, I get that too. But my point is, he's being judged in this court of public opinion, right? Where there's no actual, like, I say let that play out. Right, and then make your opinion. But if you judge it just on the video that you saw, then you have to keep it to the cheating. But then there's another question: is cheating on someone abuse?
To a degree, emotionally it is.
Yeah.
And then there's the sort of narrative that's coming up around the STD, saying, well, you know, that's physical abuse.
Mm.
I would like to make my own sort of, I don't want to say assumption, but from what I know from the guy is I would like to believe that he did not know that he had an STD. I don't think the guy I know would have been like, I have it and I'm actively going to give this to you. So I can cheat and I can go blood, right?
I'm blood.
Yes, but that doesn't necessarily. I mean, you don't wake up and go, "Oh, I think I've got an STI." Like, I
no,
think
but
it, so things you could honestly have it and not know you have it.
But
so
is that
here's
negligence,
thing, right?
Though?
Absolutely.
So here's the thing: if you actively go out to cheat, and I'm not condoning cheating here, but we know it happens. If you actively go out to cheat, right, and you do not use protection, you must be ready for any eventuality.
Mm.
So that's like saying, you know, like a boxer, that's your profession, and if you punch someone and it's a deadly weapon and you could be charged with it. So what you're saying is there's negligence. There's reckless negligence.
There's recklessness there.
Yeah.
If you drink and drive,
sure.
When you get into an accident, don't say, but I only had one glass.
Mm. You drank.
Sure. Right? So if you go out and you actively cheat without using a condom, don't be surprised and you are oblivious.
Even if
or
nothing
you are ignorant.
Happens. But if you've made promises to your partner that, you know, this is we've got a loyal relationship, I'm committed to you, and the next minute you cheat, already that's a form of abuse, because you now made promises to one another and you've changed that.
I hear you, ghost lady, but I'm saying, this is what I'm saying.
Mm.
We make the promises to each other.
Question, I'm asking a question, I'm not making a statement. I'm
okay.
saying, are there lanes within abuse, within a relationship, and then which lane does cheating fall into, within a lane of abuse?
Look,
if it is, I've done nothing more than step outside of this relationship. Okay, let's say I even use the condom. Right, let's
mm-hmm.
take this away from Katlego. You and I are in a relationship, and
mm-hmm.
I step outside and I cheat.
Yeah.
Right, use the condom, but you found out about it. You're still gonna be hurt. Right?
Of course. Yes.
Trust me, like. If take an STD out of it,
yeah.
you're not really going to care about
it's only
a condom or no condom, right? But now I've stepped outside.
Yes.
I'm asking you, where does that fall in the lane of abuse? Because cheating is almost normalized now, and that's, it's so fucked up that that's the case. So many
True.
People, both men and women, cheat.
In that instance, that was just cheating. But in what you come back as, and it's like, if you are saying, if you are saying, yes, I cheated, I'm not doing it anymore, or whatever, I'm asking for forgiveness, we're moving on, we're still in that relationship. But if, let's say now I forgive you, and this is something that happens again and again, it becomes abusive. Because you are here saying no or denying these allegations, and until now, like for instance, the proof comes out,
yeah, that's what you do, you deny
until when? Deny until when? I think it works for the camera when you're on camera, knowing that maybe this camera, this footage could end up on social media.
I'm not saying I advocate for this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying for it. This is me.
You are saying.
Hey, you are saying.
No. Let's be fucking real here. No, let's
stand
be fucking
for
real.
Your,
no,
guys,
stand
people
for what
must
you
stop,
believe in.
People
them.
Must stop hiding their true feelings behind satire, right?
Okay.
Men are all over the place hiding. That is how people feel. They're like, ah, it's just cheating, dog.
You should have denied it.
You should have just denied. You can't make that joke and be like, it's a cop-out to say, I'm not advocating for... Yeah, you're not actively saying, guys, go out and cheat. But you're saying, fuck it. It happens, man. And yeah, dog.
But it does.
Shit.
She should
it's
made
okay.
it slide.
She
Is
should
that
understand.
What you're
no, not she should understand or he should understand.
He shouldn't have got caught.
No.
Like, what narrative
and
is
so
that?
So what I'm saying is, and this goes across he or she, it doesn't matter, right? I feel in the bigger scheme of things, really, and this is what I've noticed, You are only guilty when you are caught in the act.
I know what bullshit that is. You're guilty the minute you commit.
Yeah. But I'm saying to the next person, like,
crime,
chief. You are only cheating when you are caught cheating. When you cheat and it's not known, you are not cheating. That is the narrative.
Keep going down this path. It's gonna be interesting to watch back.
Mm.
Carry on, Leonard. Baby, you are cheating, and then?
Baby, I'm using other people's philosophies. Yeah, I read this somewhere.
No, you are, see, because I'm the but thing this is the narrative that, with both because I'm that partner, right?
This is what the no,
I will catch your ass.
What I'm saying is, this is the narrative that goes across everybody. You are only guilty of cheating if you get caught. If you never get caught, you are not cheating. We only so
if you kill someone, right, and you bury the body. You didn't kill someone unless they find the body. You didn't take a life, didn't disappear from this earth. Mm. A mother is not missing a child that's no longer there because they didn't find the body.
The gravity
you
is not
didn't,
the
same. You didn't kill someone.
No, the gravity is not the same.
And you I'll didn't tell commit I'll the tell crime you until you are. I get the concept of innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same.
No, Marakiri, if a mother is missing a child, the mother will know for it there is a child missing.
Yeah, but they never find out.
Mm.
No, but
she could die. That kid, realistically, that kid could have still got on a plane, eloped with the man, lived somewhere far. That person could just Kumbule Kaya vibes. Hey, Rosalia. Rosalia vibe, dog. Rosalia was like, Hamonati Zhuang Joburg. They found her 25 years later. She could have been dead. They didn't know she's dead. Fact is, she was still alive, right? So my point is, some people will never know, and it's that never knowing that actually, for me, is the abusive part.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is cheating is abusive. That's what you say.
I never said it wasn't. Mm. I asked the question of in what lane, spectrum in or what lane? Spectrum? Where does it fall on the abuse spectrum?
It's emotional.
It's emotional.
It's a cop out to say emotional, right? We know it's emotional abuse, but where and how do we handle it, right? Because we are now trying to handle and create a new normal of calling people out on their bullshit, of have cancel culture is a real thing. We're seeing this
so
now.
If
so, like, where
if
do you start
Castogo, if I come Castogo at your house,
yes,
you're gonna chase me out.
I never said that. I'm single.
When someone is honest about
when I was married, I would have chased you out. I have no shame.
Okay, but then
that.
You see, now you've got levels on how you do this.
No, when you're single, you're not cheating.
No. You know that I've got a woman.
Yes.
I'm coming to your house.
Mm.
Get a John Vully gate.
Okay, so where I stand on that situation is, do I know Johan? Because if I'm a mutual friend, I know Johan.
Yeah.
She's always around me. I will chase you away.
Yeah.
I don't allow my friends who I'm close with to cheat in front of me.
Yes.
I genuinely don't. Oh. I will not let my boy. I know his wife.
You're gonna chase me away.
And I have respect for her.
Mm.
I won't let it happen
so
in
you're
my
gonna,
presence.
So you're gonna chase me away. Where do you think I'm going? You were just my first option. I probably have a plan B.
Listen.
What you do?
I do what I
can
control.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm only gonna do what makes me sleep at night.
But then
what do you understand?
Do? What do you do from there? You chase me away. Then what?
Well, maybe he will tell Johan. Like, ill. By the way,
how close I am.
That,
that's the point
that's
I'm making. Depends
that's
how
what
close.
I'm yeah, that's what I'm trying to ascertain. That you chase me away, cool. I'm like, fede, uncle, sharp. I've got another uncle across the road from you.
But, I'm going to tell you.
My guy, is your house empty? You know?
But remember, whether I
assume
you're going to go do something at another place, it's still, that's up to speculation, right?
He left here with 10 hands.
That's fine. And if I am put under oath and asked, I will say he left there with 10 hands. But that is all I can tell you. That's all I saw. But no, I wasn't there. I can't say, yes, he did this, yes, he didn't. I can say I wasn't going to allow it to happen. And I can give you my opinion and say, yeah, he probably did.
But I came there with 10 hands. Who said I was there to do anything with them when I come to your house?
Dodgy lit.
Yeah.
Dodgy.
You're busy changing the topic.
No, but I'm asking.
It's like
you are.
No, I'm not changing the topic. I get it the same way that you can say that.
But
I went.
You are because
next
he
door.
Admitted to what he did. We need to bring it back on camera.
No. We're just gonna let's
the man admitted
let's
to
go,
what he did.
Let's go away. Let's go away from Katlego, right? We're talking about how we cultivate the culture of our friends cheating, using our spaces as their havens to do whatever fucked up shit they do.
I'm telling you, my space isn't a haven.
He's telling you that,
yes, but I'm saying to you, cool, I hear you.
I got my own problems to deal with on a day-to-day, Len. Mm. Like, what you do outside of my space, it's hard enough to control my own space.
I'm saying to you, if you kick me out...
I said my police, I'm not a cop. I'm not a detective. Your wife didn't hire me. You understand? Like, But I'm asking...
It is what it is. But I'm asking, ghost lady, I come to your house.
Yeah. And I will not allow you.
We fully understand that you want to fuck at someone's house. We get this.
I'm not going to tell you. And I'm going to tell your girlfriend that, yo, Len was here.
Hey, when are you going to tell
her? I will pick. I have her numbers. It's that deep.
See, I'm more of an ultimatum person, which is why I say I identify with a lot of these things. I will tell you. I'll say to you, bro, it's either you are going to tell this person what you've done,
yeah,
and I'll give you your time to do it. But if you don't, then I'm going to. But that is a bit of a... I get the bro code, and that's a bitch thing.
Bro
right?
code is...
So I'm probably not going to cross that line, right? So what I say to all my mates is, I'm not going to be that guy that goes out and, you know, I'm not a pimpy, I'm not going to tell you, but don't make me have to lie for you, dog.
Mm.
So I'm the guy, like, when she... Because you're going to fuck up. She's going to have her suspicions. You're going to continuously do these things.
And you guys pick up evidence.
But when she comes with her evidence and her suspicion and asks me point blank to my face, I'm not going to lie to her. You understand?
For me?
No, I'm not going to lie for you.
Where's the bro code?
This is someone that is also now... I said, if this is someone that I'm also close with...
But you're my friend.
We're grown now, dog. I mean, when we were in varsity and these are just random people, they're not serious relationships, you got to understand.
It's
monogamy is tough. And,
yeah.
And it's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
But when I'm talking about committed relationships, there are children involved, there's a family involved.
Okay, let's say there are no children involved.
Bro, I can lie with the best of them. But I'm telling you that in certain situations, when it's too close to home, I'm not going to. And I hope that we normalize that.
Oh, metro bus.
I hope that we normalize. Don't fucking trigger me with metro bus. I got hit by a metro bus.
No, it was a Gau bus.
It was a Gau bus.
Yes, there's a difference.
Another story.
Yes.
You got hit by a Gau bus.
I got hit. I was in a car accident. I actually got hit by a... Guys, this year.
It was going to
2020 work. Wants me dead, guys.
Are you serious?
It hasn't been.
How about you almost dead, Chief? I mean, not dead. I mean, 2021.
But yeah, 2020
the 2020
is almost over.
Man, enough happened to me in the first 4 weeks.
So did you get the
money?
2020,
there's still 4 weeks left of this thing. I'm very well.
Has Gau Train paid you?
Yeah.
Nah, dog, there's no payment.
There's no payment. Nothing here, Nanji. Nah.
What do you mean? But they are like...
So this is how the year went. Like
don't they have
came
like...
back from holiday, the divorce happened, from that was the car accident. Then I had to have random surgery on my hand out of nowhere, got an infection under my nail, next thing, boom, emergency surgery, I go under. All of this just happened like bang, 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 bang. Like literally, guys, I was... The car spun out on the highway, 120 k's an hour, and I'm fucking, guys, it's the scariest shit. I'm sideways, and I'm looking through the passenger window, and I'm watching the Gau Train bus about to hit me. And you know, like in the plane where they say the brace position?
Yeah.
I remember two things about this accident. One was, the only thought that came into my head was, so this is how it happens. You know, we've always thought, like, fuck, how am I gonna go? You know, how am I gonna go peacefully in my bed? Am I gonna... So this is how it happens, and I braced, and
it
a bus hit me.
And what was the last thing you remembered?
Every airbag went out, I blacked out, I woke up a couple of minutes later, that dust from the airbags, because the airbags fuck you up, they save your life,
and
they fuck you up.
That's bad, bro.
And the first thing I said was just like, ow. Like, I just had some broken ribs.
Oh.
Funny story, though, is it happened to me on my way to work, right? No drinking and driving, no nothing. I'd got a night's sleep. I woke up. It's 4 a.m. I'm going to YFM studio. There had been an accident earlier because there was debris in the middle of the highway and it's dark. Car in front of me slams on brakes. If I could go back and do it differently, I would have just anchored brake and gone into the back of the guy. Right? I swerved. I try to go round him at high speed.
Oh.
Got round him, and then, but now I'm on the highway, fast lane, and we're in the second lane. So I used the last lane on the right-hand side to go around him, but now I'm about to go into the barrier, so I overcorrect.
Oh, shit.
Car skids. It spins out, and Gautrain bus is in that lane, just doing its own thing, conveniently coming along.
Oh.
So I've gone around, skid, sideways, and the bus eventually...
So it was not their fault per se?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
so that's okay, cool. Fair
if
enough.
Anything, it's my fault in
I'm
my
sorry,
decision
I'm sorry,
as a driver.
I'm sorry, Gautrain.
No, absolutely. But that was the same day that myself and Skumba were hosting the Samas. We were doing that reaction thing. I still went and shot, guys. I was wearing a neck brace in between. I went.
So you would take it out when you.
I went to the hospital to check me out, and I went straight from there to go record. I was like, I'm not missing out on my chance to do the Samas.
He dropped
wow.
Boy.
Nah, but because they told me, like, you and Skumba, you know, host the Samas, it's going to be great. Hey, they lied to you in this industry.
But how do you feel now?
No, they lied. They lied to me.
Where was the lie?
Okay, y'all watch the Samas, right?
Yeah.
Now, firstly, I think we got about 8 seconds of fucking screen time per episode, right? Firstly, they said it's going to be Skumba and I. But then Johnny comes to Joburg vibes. It's like, I get there and it's like, are we adding Rebecca Malope? Like, are we thinking it's going to be like a great aesthetic, you know? We're going to add her because it's going to be great. Sapta's also coming. Like, before I know it, there's like 10 of us on this couch. We shoot this thing. I'm like, cool, dope. We got some good jokes in. Man, the editing was real. Like, you know when you sit and you watch the episode and you're like, I almost died for this thing. And there's like fucking 8 seconds of you on screen time.
Aww.
That's all.
That's about it. I mean, because it's still an award show. They've got to cut to the categories and pay bills and, like, you know, go to ad breaks. And so, yeah, but I mean, it was dope. I'd love to do something. If anything... It just showed me that, like, I'd love to do that kind of thing with Skumba. I'd love to have some sort of a show with Skumba. Like, because
we
shot fire
to get
content. That's what touches me. It's like,
you can just drive down the road.
The content
road,
was fire. Oh, Skumba lives around here.
No.
What's this?
No, I mean when you...
Oh, they're back higher.
Yeah, you just drive. You're smart.
Hey, dog, I ain't got no luck on Fridays, nigga. You know you only works one day a week.
Oh.
Yeah,
and that's not a jam.
But
isn't
buddy?
Sorry.
Aren't you friends with him?
Yeah, I think he's a mate. We're not mates. Like, you must understand, in this industry,
that
like,
no
Len
friends.
And I are mates, you understand?
Okay.
Like, we go way back.
Yeah.
We'll invite each other to a briar, we'll hang. And then there's, if I bump into you, we'll probably sit and drink a bottle together. And you know, we're industry friends. And there's a lot of those. So, no, I mean, Skumba and I are not mates. But, yeah, I think I'd love to work with the guy.
How have you found the industry friendship in terms of how solid it gets or how fake it is?
It goes both ways. There's no middle ground in this industry. It's either super solid or it's either fake as fuck. That's this industry for you. It's either, yo, what up, let's take a picture together. You good, man? I like that project you just dropped, man. And then it's like, go fuck yourself when that guy's not around. Mm. Man, that guy's song is fucking trash. It's so bullshit. And it's why, like, and I'm about to trash a whole lot of people right now. Right?
So who are your solid friends?
You know what pisses
first?
Me off? Are a lot of these things, which is why I like podcast and chill. Right?
Yeah.
That's why I, honestly, this is the best podcast because it's fucking authentic. But what I don't like are these shows that are popping up where guys... sit and
cast.
You know they talk about the industry and we're talking, you know, we got everything to
the
say.
The popping ones, ne?
Yeah,
we talk about everything in the industry and this guy said that and he did that and he did that. But what they won't tell you is how they were also that guy's bitch in the moment. Like, for them to find that information out in the first place, they were sitting in the club with that person and everything was all great when we were sitting there. You understand? But now I'm on camera and I'm looking for clout and we're doing a show. So I'm going to say some shit.
Mm.
Who's fucked you over?
Who's fucked me over? Do you know what?
I've got
actually a really clean record. I don't know if they're scared of my, like, me clapping back on the show. I've seen a lot of people getting fucked over, but it's a real small amount of people and they're so insignificant that I'm actually not going to give them fucking clout now. that's what they did. Stapura, how's your life? But look, who's fucked me over? A lot of people have fucked me over, but it's the small stuff. Because I'm actually a super introvert. Most people don't know this about me. You listen to my radio show and I'm... Like, I give everything to my show. Right?
Yeah.
To the point that I'm actually so fucking exhausted at the end of the show. Right? Because I leave everything on the table.
Mm.
It's like a sports... A footballer, you understand?
You're like a Peter Drury of this shit.
No, even if you leave everything out there on the pitch. They always say leave it out there on the pitch. And I do that. I leave it all out there on the pitch and that's cool. But I don't sweat the small stuff. And I'm pretty introverted, so I don't really let people fuck me over. It's mostly small things like I didn't get paid for a gig and you said, you know, you were going to pay me for a gig and whatever. But I see it happening in the industry. So there's a lot of fake things and then there's actual real friendships. Something like Cuesta and Yanga. That's real. There's real love there. Those two are good mates. But it's industry, man. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it because at the end of the day, this is
business.
But
who are you friends
with? They're not
your friends,
bro.
Like, who are you tight with?
Who am I tight with?
Yeah.
I'm tight.
Who's your big six?
Yeah,
you know the ANC has a big six.
Yeah.
Who's your big six?
My big six is no one you've ever heard of. And that's the way I like it.
Okay.
My big six is my homie Tsapes that I went to high school with. You know the guy.
I know Tsapes, yeah.
And you always hear me on my show speaking about Mavute, La Lips,
yeah.
Tsapes. My big six are people that actually mean.
But who's your big six in the industry?
Listen, Cuesta and I are real close. Knock Music is someone that over the last couple of months has really been there for me.
Are you helping him get his account back?
Fuck if I could. If I could, I feel so bad for
yeah,
the guy. I actually feel more bad for Nkanyezi than I do for Nak. Because, like, that's his whole bag. Like, Nak still makes music. Like, that's. Nkanyezi is just a Twitter guy. Like, without Twitter, like, yo, you're going to be asking Nkanyezi for that sneaker. You're going to ask him to check the computer and be like, yo, dog. Y'all got stock of this kick.
It's like at the heart of the cars.
Like without Twitter, like there ain't no Kanyezi. And I dig the guy. I mean, we went to Russia together
for the World Cup.
For the World Cup together. But I mean, like that, it's tough. That's a whole bag.
Fuck.
Mm.
But yeah, to go back because we're running out of time. Who am I close with? Fresh. But more from like a mental perspective.
You can't say that name on this.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
No.
It's my show today. I can't.
Oh, so
that's my grootman. So you asked me. You asked me who I'm close with.
I know we love. No, man, we love Fresh. Definitely.
Yes.
For 947 reasons. Definitely.
Oh, but you see, there I'm also. I've got no love lost. There. 947 loves you. No. Like, I'm talking about Fresh. Remember, like, I used the Y affiliation. But Fresh is...
You are higher than that.
I'm really close
even
to Fresh.
On the higher
and Mansui. I guess there's that connection as well. That's a real friendship. Myself and Pout. It's a real friendship. I'm super, super close with Kuto Teledi. Like she was at my wedding, kind of close. Like
we were and I know you didn't invite me.
I didn't.
But we'll talk about
But also,
that.
You don't sustain, bro. I didn't hear from you. Let me tell you, when you're planning a wedding and a destination wedding, if they ain't pissed in your ensuite bathroom in the last 6 months, they ain't invited.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If they don't know what color the towels are,
so if I don't invite you to my wedding, you won't catch feelings.
Dog, I spent 800K on my wedding.
Mm.
My wedding cost me 800K.
800K? Where?
I'm asking you.
Destination? Where
was
it?
Somewhere in the Bay. Ooh.
Somewhere in the Cape Town.
The wedding was
so 800K. You flew all the guests.
I didn't fly all the guests.
Oh.
They flew themselves.
Trust me.
So like, I think he was like, this one, he can't fly it then.
Mm.
So
the real truth is that you weren't top of mind.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Out of mind,
and the reality
sight.
Is,
it's
but
out
that,
of mind.
But that's
of
also
sight.
Real
yes.
friendships for you. I had more fake people there than I had real, because real friendships are the essence of, we don't need to see each other. Len and I, we can go a year without seeing each other.
Mm.
And when we see each other,
we
it's
catch
like
up.
No time passed.
Yeah.
Well, that's a real friendship.
Fair point.
You understand?
Yeah.
But when you're sitting there and it's neurotic and you've got files and you've got pens and you're like planning a guest list, it's top of mind, bro. It's who did I see last week? Oh,
yeah.
Who are they going to bring? Oh, they dating so-and-so. So they, if we invite them, then we should probably
invite
them. And that's how the celeb industry works. It's who's gonna make my guest list, because who they gonna bring and who are those people gonna bring and who
And who gels
is it
with
or
who?
Who gels with who? Yeah. And yeah.
Mm.
So if I don't get invited to someone's album launch or they're listening, say, I don't give a shit, bro. Mm. I'd much rather be home playing FIFA, chilling, going to the studio the next day, like for real.
And watching Liverpool get kicked by Aston Villa.
Exactly, bro. I'd rather not eat for 2 days and go there. Like, I don't need. I've never needed it. I can go to the club by myself and have a great time.
Yeah.
By myself, one man, meet new people, won't remember their names tomorrow. I can have a blast by myself. In fact, I have many times.
When did you go out club? Well, never mind. Because you're going there now. To JoJo's.
Yeah. What a ride, man. Shout out to JoJo's.
Yeah. Next week, Saturday? Is it Saturday or Friday? Super Mega is there.
Super Mega is there tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
By the time this is out,
who's coming that other week? I think it's Cairns.
Yeah, on the 30th. But we got Cairns there on the 30th.
On the 30th.
So Friday.
Week. Okay, cool. So next week Friday, Cairns is out at JoJo's. JoJo's is in
Maboneng.
Maboneng.
Maboneng rooftop. Yeah. Check out Casper Maboneng at JoJo's. He's gonna be AM. Is it AMN?
Any minute now. Yeah.
So AMN, yes, he's gonna be AMN out of there. Poch and Poch.
Quick together. One, gun to your head. What do you think of the album?
It's okay.
Hmm.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just checking. I'm not saying that from a like you must love it. I mean, because guys will do that. Eh? They'll be like, it's aight.
What do you think?
What do you think? I didn't listen to it. Now say it with my chest. Like, I didn't listen to it. Like, from start to finish, as a body of work, I didn't. I love Cass. You know, like, all my heart, I love the guy. But I, honestly, I ain't got time to listen to your album. I got a lot going on. I'm a radio single guy. Like, for me, Le Mohamore. And then when the next one comes, I'll do that. You know, like, so I know half the album because.
The singles
as they come, but like, yeah, dude, I don't listen to albums.
Okay. And you go through?
Regarding Casper's album?
Yes, AMN. AMN, yes. Mm-mm. Are we feeling it?
No.
Fuck, I love it.
No.
Tabang loves it.
Tabang loves it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I do.
Do you love it or do you love Casper?
No, I love both.
The thing is, I can love it because there's this whole, like, I'm not a hip hop head. So I think it's easier to love things because when you're not a hip-hop head, you either love it or you don't love it.
Yeah.
When you're a hip-hop head, you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy or time to hate a hip-hop track. It'll just be like, I don't love it.
Oh.
You understand? But whereas like house, I'll be like, I hate that track, man. I didn't like it. So I'm a house head. It's easy with hip-hop. It's like I either love a track because it slaps and I want to listen to it or it just doesn't register and it's like, all right, cool. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't get drawn into this whole bars, we need bars, and he doesn't have bars, and it's whack. Like, if I like the song, I like the song.
If it resonates with
you. For whatever reason, I might like the song.
Okay.
And in general, Kaz is more hit than miss with me.
Mm.
You understand? So is Super Mega, which is why I find it so damn difficult. This beef that they've had for the last 10 years.
I think it's manufactured, but that's a story. Yeah.
But I mean, I find it difficult because... I couldn't care less who wins or loses the beef.
Mm. You just want good music.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
The one that I don't get, but I know he's got a huge subculture, but again, I'm not a hip hop head. Like, I don't get the A Reese thing. Right? I don't, and that's a big controversial
thing.
You can't.
I acknowledge that the guy is amazing and he's got this, like, huge following and, like, subculture and trends, but from a purely. It plays on the radio and I'm listening to it, it doesn't hit me, you know? It just... Because I struggle to hear bars. So that's why I generally, whenever I say a hip-hop track is, I hate telling hip-hop heads what songs I like because I always get told that they whack because there's no bars, there's no content there, dog. I'm like, yeah, but I can actually fucking hear it, bro. I don't hear... Nah, dog, I just want, like... Catchy ass auto tune vibe with a bit of a bit. That's me.
You know, Tabang always talks for the young ones, you know?
Nah, dog. Music is just subjective. That's what it is.
Hence, I'm saying, music, like, when you listen to a house record, I I'm going to talk about that one marimba that was in the background, or that one clap, or that one snare that was there, or the, you don't understand? So that's how hip hop heads are with the lyrics, and I can't
you
hear.
Don't get
I
it.
Love so, Future because I can't hear shit. Just,
so quick one before we actually end the show. What's your take on Vulekile?
It's a banger. But to be dead honest with you, man, I hate to say it, like I'm over the piano thing because I feel like it got killed, man. I feel like it got monopolized.
By Maphorisa and Kabza.
And yeah, and kudos to them for. You're gonna do it or you're not gonna do it. And the thing is that they only put quality products out on it. But I'm at a point now where I want that heavy K style, Kalawa house music, easy to love, Boosie. I want that to make a comeback. Like, I want that sound to make a comeback because I feel like my life is on a Janos loop.
Is not my piano,
and I'm struggling
like
with that.
For music.
No.
So you could stomach GOM more than you are stomaching piano right now?
I did not say that. Absolutely.
Explain, Chief.
Not. But I get why you'd compare the two. You know, it's a very sort of every song has a lot of similarities,
yeah.
And you go and you know, like, at least piano is musical. Like, there's almost fuck all musical about GOM.
Just noise.
Like, you have to ask the question: is Dladla Mshunqisi an artist, or is he a hype guy?
No. He's just a guy who makes.
Is he a hype guy? And I'm not saying this out of disrespect whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
Because there's room for all of those things in music. Who are we
and
to say who's
run.
What? You know what I mean? But you know, is someone who sings and then is someone who just goes, oh, hi, hey, you understand? Like, it's is that. And my problem with it as a genre, right, is that the person who's on top gets mimicked by everyone else. I don't mind. I love Dladla Mshunqisi. What put me off the Dladla Mshunqisi sound was every other SoundCloud producer using that same, like, Morena the Squires, yeah, bro. They literally cut it from the track. Now, every track has somewhere in that track. They sneak that same thing in. That's what put me off it. And piano is starting. I still love it, and oh man, it slaps on the right day. But it's starting to sound like that for me, where I'm hearing the same synths,
monotone,
the same literally the same sounds are just being replicated. Not necessarily by the artists that are paving the way and the pioneers of it,
yeah.
But everyone that's coming under. And that's why the genre got monopolized. The genre got monopolized because everybody followed the exact same sound and trend.
So my issue with Johnny Vulekile is the content of the song. As production wise, dope, love it. I don't like what the song suggests.
You're still going for who's
that's
got time
Spectre.
To who's got time to find meaning in a piano lyric, bro?
The stock factor.
Me.
You're about to go
yes.
on the stock
yes.
factor.
Man, you're too old for this.
Yeah,
bro.
You're
no,
too old. It's
but
okay.
Like, it's my 2000 music and
yeah.
they don't care.
But it's 2020. Why was
by Tata? By Faga Magalini,
yeah.
Ah, that's drugs.
I mean,
you do that at your own peril, that's fine. But I'm saying on the notion of calling women a stalker, I'm very against that.
You, this piece
wow.
of shit. The same guy that was trying to condone cheating without
Yo.
Condoning cheating.
Ah,
and saying,
no,
yeah. The same guy who said he's going to bring Stalker to my house, and if
no.
I don't allow you, going to the
to another
next
person.
Door.
Yeah.
You want to tell
now
me
you don't
like
condone
Stalker.
Yeah.
Double standard. Double standard.
When I'm asking a question to see how deep loyalty is.
I mean, you know where John Vulekile comes from, right?
Yes, it's from Thingy. It's from the movie Tsotsi. Yes.
Which is my... I'm like, nothing is sacred. Not even our only Oscar, guys.
But
our only fucking Academy Award
Oh, I thought you said our only Oscar because I know no, he's in John Mampuru.
So are you saying that that's
Mampuru?
Oh, Khosi Mampuru. So
John, you see John.
John, John.
Khosi Mampuru. Yeah, our only Oscar is by Khosi Mampuru.
John,
fun fact:
John,
when you come
John?
To JoJo's rooftop lounge, our doorman, the guy that works the door, his name's legit John.
Oh.
And we closed the club with that song, John Mpulikeni.
For people,
dude, I think when you get to the point that you're trying to find meaning in amapiano lyrics.
You lost the plot.
You lost the plot a while ago. Like now you, like you're senile already, like you're far. It's not the music to do that. You understand? I mean, how long, even with Gom, how long did people think that Babes Wodumo was talking about a Mercedes car?
In which song?
Mercedes.
Exactly, Mercedes.
Ibambe, Mercedes.
Oh.
Ibambe.
Huh? Was she talking about a car?
No, she's talking about drugs. Ecstasy tablet with the
Mercedes logo.
Logo on
for
it.
For real?
Yeah.
We don't got time to figure these things out. It slaps or it doesn't slap. And like,
okay.
That's the difference between dance music
if you think back
and hip-hop music. Hip-hop music is, it's off the premise of I have something to say. House, yes, I might have something to say, but I'm just trying to like make you dance. But it's emotion.
Mm.
The beat. See, with house music, the beat says a million different things.
The lyrics match the beat.
And that's how I view that type of music, right? This lyric worked with this beat, but the beat tells the story. There's emotion. The violin says something to you. The guitar says something. Think about that song, Wajelwa. Basic ass lyrics about cheating, right? But when that song starts and you hear that guitar, that intro, there's a difference why house tracks have an intro on it. Hip-hop tracks aren't another one. DJ, fuck it, man. You know how hard it is even as a radio DJ to play liners on a hip-hop mix? Because there's just words, bro. There's just going, huh? There's no intro. House 7-minute song, the lyrics start at the 4th minute, bro. You understand? So
okay, cool. I get you.
There's a story to be told through the beat.
Okay, I get you. Anyway.
That's the show, and we spoke absolute shit.
Yes.
Like yeah, sorry, MacGyver didn't leave us with like an actual format.
Yeah, we just had to wing it.
Yeah.
Like we were chicken licking. But
lockdown. On a closing point though, let's leave it with this. Are we gonna see a second wave? We're seeing a second wave. Europe, Asia, I mean, we're in summer now, so it suggests that in March next year, like, are we going back to level 5 is my question.
No, we're not going to go back to
level
5.
And if we do, what are you going to do differently? That's my closing question, and in the comments section, I'm going to do those vlogger things, right? Click up there to subscribe, smash the like button, it's down here somewhere.
Better than we do.
Wow.
And in the comments section, this is my only thing that I'm asking for you now.
Okay, cool.
In the comments section.
So this is basically your question
to the
chillers.
This is my question to everyone on the podcast, everyone watching, right?
Okay.
If we do get a second wave.
That's if they're still watching.
Second wave. Come February, March next year,
uh-huh.
And we go back into lockdown level 5, right? Same shit. What are you doing differently and how?
So it's like 2022.0.
Nah, personally, like what are you doing?
No, 2020.1.
Different.
I will tell you this much. I'm going to buy enough alcohol so that I don't have to go to take it or leave it.
Mm? Are you going to become a take it or leave it?
I'll become.
No, I'm buying for me, nigga. I ain't sharing with nobody.
I am take it or leave it.
Eh?
Are you an alcoholic?
You're only an alcoholic if you admit to having a problem.
No.
Yes.
Oh, if we see that you've got a problem. That, or if
that,
I can
that,
see.
I didn't cheat until she caught me.
Oh, yeah.
Stick in my hand. It's all about admitting.
Yeah.
No.
You're only an alcoholic if you admit to having a problem.
But, okay, how about the people, you know, like I was watching this show, Uya Puza. And where the family comes and it's like, you have got a problem. And the person's like, no, I don't have a problem.
But who are you to tell me that you don't know what my threshold
because
is?
Because all the things that you are doing.
Like what?
If you are, you can't function, you have a problem at home. All of these issues.
No,
you couldn't finish school. You can't keep a job.
Let's not digress. We're ending the show. So what you would do differently is make sure.
I'm going to buy a shitload of alcohol.
Gang alcohol. Let's hope you have the money to buy the alcohol. I'm not shading. I'm just saying like.
I work for podcasting.
At the time. You know what I mean? That's a retail decision that is going to be determined on what you do on that day.
No more going to Sport Scene, eh? Level 5.
The cigarettes was a real thing for me. I like.
Oh, yeah, those two. Hey,
I'll
those
make
two.
Sure I have cigarettes, right? But for me, what I'll do differently, right?
Yes.
This is what I do differently, right? I'm getting the fuck out of Johannesburg or the city or anything. Like, the people who went to, like, the Bushveld game farms and, like, chilled somewhere by a river, that's where I'm spending level 5 round 2.
If they have, do they have Wi-Fi?
Straight up, Wi-Fi gives you more anxiety. The Wi-Fi leads to FOMO. The Wi-Fi leads to speaking to plugs. The Wi-Fi leads to wanting the alcohol, realizing you can't go anywhere. Guys, if level 5 comes again, I'm gonna have my cigarettes and my booze. I agree with you on that. We're gonna buy bulk.
Boom.
But I ain't buying bulk to sit in Waterfall and literally, like, drink in my apartment watching Lockdown House Party. Like, that ain't happening, bro.
You know, I think that
I'm gonna go and sit by a river and watch a lion munch the shit out of some buck. I'm going to the bush, bro.
You know,
nature. Plus, it's safer. Open air. The lion doesn't have no COVID. The little bucks or the dussies that are running around. And like,
the,
I'm
the lion is not gonna come to you if you keep your distance.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna go stay at a lodge. I'm still gonna have all the creature comforts of a nice ass bed, but like. Do you think the whole Kruger Park and all those 5-star luxury lodges and everything that they had there, y'all think that shit went empty? In the, no, people enjoy
there were people
it.
That
I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay. Mm.
Ghost Lady, what are you changing for the next lockdown?
Surprisingly nothing, but I will be the take it or leave it guy or lady.
So you're going to break the law?
No.
You're going to become a criminal.
No.
She's only a criminal if she gets caught.
No.
if you put it like that.
Yeah.
No, I'll just stock. And because I don't consume, then I can be like, well, if you want part of my stock, I want this much.
You're going to become a black market.
Yes. I'll be that Shabin Queen.
Mm.
Yeah. Sure. Of the burbs.
She's pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how much money people have made, though.
Yeah.
Somebody told me they made a good
money.
50 grand.
I heard
cigarettes.
I heard and don't quote me on this, but I heard from what I deem to be a reliable source. I heard the homie that's got either the licensing or the production distribution to Sharp, those guys Sharp.
Yes.
Right? I heard he made 40 bar in level 5.
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
40 more.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Cause a packet of Sharp was going for 100 grand. And if
what
on
level
a
of hell
You must
it was
understand,
level 5.
On a normal day,
it was level
a 20
5.
Of Sharp is like 15, 20
I'm
bucks.
I'm smoking that RG purple nonsense, yo.
On that one, surprisingly enough, it's not available. I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, except there in Vona Valley. I see y'all. I see y'all in Vona fucking Valley.
Mm-hmm, VV.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, if you sell, in normal pricing, if you sell a box for 20 bucks, in lockdown, it's 100 grand. That is 5 times the profit of the profit. Because with that 20 bucks, you're still making profit. Now, at 100 bucks, how much profit are you making? And I am of the suspicion that the cigarettes that were being sold in the black market were being distributed by those who make them.
Yeah, but remember that those are the last dog at the bone that finally had the bone, you understand? Like, those are the people that have been trying to get their stock in with the mainstream, you understand? Like, they've been selling it on the outskirts. Now the outskirts became the mainstream, and that's what happened.
What's the worst that you smoke in lockdown?
Well, I'll close the show with this, right?
Yes.
I smoked some terrible-ass cigarettes in lockdown. Terrible ass cigarettes, but the worst shit that I smoked, like hands down, there were guys called Mopeme. I'm gonna take my hat off. Mopeme, as in on a horse with a blanket, 1980s SABC Mopeme.
That's Mopeme. A name.
Uncle Tab, where did you, what the Yo. Fuck did you find these things?
Imatu.
Dog, that's what the guy brought on the date. I mean, that's what we were living with, dog. We got to the point where we were asking, do you have Nkauza? Not what Nkauza do you have? Like, let's be real. Like, level 5 was still nice.
And it was called...
Level 5 was great because, like, you know, if you had money, like, you were just overpaying. Mm. You could still get your Dunhill, you could still get your Stuyvesant, you could still get your stuff, you know what I mean? Dog, this thing carried on. They only unleashed guys, what was it, level 2? Or level, like, I didn't even know. But, like, even Booze was released, and Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma was like, not Denkausas.
Because you are going to...
Which is a flawed concept, simply based on the fact that, like, now we are sharing guys. You said that we put saliva, now we're fucking sharing. When Mopeme costs 100 rand, trust me, Len and I are not each smoking our own guai right now. Like, Len, myself, Tabang, the dog, everyone is on this Nkausa. I felt like I was in grade 9 in the bathroom we are between there. Geography and maths, bro. I felt like it was boys' high's bathroom and I was back in grade 9. Mm. Or two skate.
Mm.
You know it's real when you start going through your ashtray looking for storm pieces.
Mm.
Yes, I've done that. I've done that.
On that bombshell, we are ready. Thank God for blessings. And we hope that you don't go back into lockdown. It was good to catch up with you. And drive safely to Durbs, man. I know that by the time people watch this, you will have already successfully have killed Durbs. But yeah. Yeah, get there safe.
We'll have stories to tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming, man. It was good to have you.
Oh, no worries.
I missed you.
Aww. But we'll catch you every day on
FM. No, every day, 6 to 9. Why 6 FM?
To 9.
Yeah.
Or is it not 5 to 9?
He missed me the same way he hates women being called stole.
Oh.
Why are you being that guy?
No, he was not coming to you because you are that guy who will go, who will say no when he's by the gate. You won't volunteer.
And he will open this.
The thing is, you know the worst part about my life and my job is? Is that I actually miss you, bro. Like, I genuinely miss you. Y'all listen to me. That's the thing. People have access to me. Like, my family. If you miss me, you just turn the radio on and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what he did last week. That's what he... I ain't got no idea what y'all been up to.
You can watch the podcast.
You can watch the podcast.
Hmm? You can watch the podcast.
Yeah, but remember, on the podcast, like, you'll have a guest and there's topics, there's structure. This is a real podcast. You understand? Like... I ain't finding out what you had for breakfast this morning. I ain't finding out.
You'd be surprised. There are random topics we have here.
I had grandeur for breakfast.
Y'all are preoccupied with body dildos and things.
That's not us, Chief. He's not here. wrong people. We are about the grandeurs. But anyway, Ghost Lady, we have a boot camp on the 31st.
Yes, on the 31st, guys, in Hatfield. So all our Gauteng and
Hatfield
Pretoria.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Just not the square.
Yes, it's still, it still exists.
So Hatfield doesn't exist.
Okay, so, yeah.
No, it's still popular.
Oh, yeah, the square was Hatfield. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But on the 31st of October, we have a boot camp happening out in Pretoria.
Yeah.
What are the details? How
the
do you
tickets,
get?
The tickets are selling at Quicket, www.quicket.co.za.
Okay.
And it's 80 rand.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But we'll put all the information
less
on
than
the
a
description.
Box of Mopem,
yes.
So you have no excuse.
And
exactly.
If you...
And it makes you healthier.
How? Yeah, no, a boot camp, yeah. Yes. And there'll be a lot of things happening out there.
Yes.
It's so gonna boot camp, y'all mean like gym?
Gym, yeah. Yeah, so catch us there at like 7 a.m. in Hatfield. So the guys will
on
not
what
be
day
sleeping.
Of the week?
It's Saturday.
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 31st of October.
So the whole podcast.
Saturday morning, we're there, we are gymming,
yeah.
We are
there's only one type of cardio I'm doing on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Which one?
What's her name?
What? Round what?
Depends on
which
question
round?
To ask. That's
round
the
number one.
Only cardio I got plugged for.
Nikita, you heard. Yeah, that's what we're doing on the 31st of October. Yeah, so all the.
And then on the 7th, we're going to be at MacGyver's party, right?
Oh, yes, it's his birthday party at the
Sands.
Yes.
Yep.
Are you playing there?
No.
Or not yet?
Not yet.
No.
We'll work on it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Like Santin, dog.
Oh. Santin, dog. Barmini.
but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.